Prague.
In recent years, for the first time in my life, I actually enjoy going to the bank. And not just because I've developed a rapport with the clerk, who one day announced she was my personal banker. After a move of flat, I simply transferred my accounts to the most convenient branch, and what do you know, that branch is housed in a masterpiece of interwar Czech architecture with a fascinating history. The Legion Bank, Legionářská banka, or Legio Banka for short, on Prague's Nápořičí Street, was designed by the great Czech modern architect Josef Gočár. He's perhaps best known for the classic cubist House of the Black Madonna on Celetna, which was completed in 1912. A decade later, Czechoslovakia had been founded, and Gočár adopted a more monumental national approach known as Rondo Cubism when he designed the Legio Banka, which opened its doors in 1923. He also enlisted the help of two of the greatest of Czech sculptors, Otto Gutfreund and Jan Štrsa. Gutfreund's rich relief work on the façade features scenes connected with the military life, from painful parting from family members to returning from war. On pillars beneath the relief are four large sculptures by Štrsa of the upper bodies of fighting men. The interior, meanwhile, has elements of Art Deco and furniture by Gočár, as well as a small fountain which I find strangely calming, especially if I've got to wait a while for service at the bank. The decision to found the Legio Banka was made by leaders of the Czechoslovak legions in the Siberian city of Irkutsk in 1919. Independent legions of Czechoslovak soldiers were also formed in Italy and France during World War I, though it's those who served in Russia who are perhaps best remembered today, as their war went on for considerably longer. Between 50 and 60,000 in number, they ended up getting caught up in the Russian Civil War, fighting with the Whites against the Red Army, before making their way home in 1921 via Vladivostok and later America. Before leaving Siberia, their commanding officers had the idea of setting up a financial institution to serve former legionnaires on their return to Czechoslovakia. Previously, a cooperative called Vojenská spořitelna, Military Savings Bank, had been established for the same purpose in Russia itself. There have been claims the Legio Banka wasn't founded with the savings of returning soldiers alone. Some say the Czechoslovaks had stolen a whole train carriage full of gold bullion that had belonged to Russia's imperial family. Some of the money was spent securing their passage home, with whatever was left over being used to help set up the bank. Indeed, the building's very magnificence has been posited as evidence that the Czechoslovaks did steal the gold. However, the whole story has been frequently and roundly dismissed by historians. In any case, as stories go, it's a humdinger. And the building, which today is home to a branch of the Belgian-owned High Street Bank, CSOB, is, by any standards, quite a place.
That was Ian Willoughby with Letter from Prague.